This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just two ayat before ayat al-Kursi, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرَ. Some of mankind believed and some disbelieved. Then the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, at the end of it, he mentioned, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And the disbelievers are the wrongdoers. And of course, the wrongdoers, where do they end up? وَالظَّالِمُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They end up in the hellfire. طيب, the next ayah was ayat al-Kursi. So, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. You see the relationship? الْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, meaning the disbelievers are the wrongdoers, they'll end up in the hellfire. What's going to save you from ظُلْم? What is going to save you from the hellfire? Believe in اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. It mentions, the ayah that comes after would be an ayah that is, يعني, mentions the fundamental belief of the believers, at-tawheed. It mentions the aqeedah of the believer. It is the greatest ayah in the Qur'an because it discusses the greatest matter and the greatest topic known to mankind. And يعني, as I said to you, the words in ayat al-Kursi are the greatest words you will ever hear about Allah in your life. If your heart doesn't soften and humble to this ayah, then your heart needs a checkup as soon as possible. Each word of this ayah gives us detailed knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal and increases our knowledge about Allah. And this is why we are supposed to read it in the morning, in the evening, after the prayers, and before we sleep, 8 times a day, so that we are always aware and conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal. This ayah offers protection from every evil that we can see and the evil that we cannot see, from every fitna, from the sins, from doubts, from the hellfire, under the condition that you understand it and adhere to its meanings and teachings. As we said, the ayah is a treasure from underneath the arsh. And it's an ayah that is recited by the carriers of the throne. This is how they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.